listen. It is blind day night on the roof of the world. Grimming grey gloaming midst the mid-winter, mid-morning, midnight, with leering, lowering clouds pressing the darkness back down upon the iced overland. Little limping lights like lucid...
Miss, are we nearly there yet?
River, you are very lucky to be on this trip to Santa's real home at the North Pole, so be quiet and act grateful.
Oh, it's me everyone ought to thank, Miss, for winning the class this trip. Me and what that woman in the freaky jumper called my wide range of challenging behaviours.
Possibly, Tyler.
Without me, we wouldn't even have got a look in. Great project, though. A hooligan is for life, not just for Christmas.
I still doubt it will do us half as much good as another full-time classroom assistant.
I don't really believe in Father Christmas. He's just an outmoded conflation of a mythical saint and the pagan winter symbol of Father Frost. And my daddy says we shouldn't celebrate Christmas at all because it denigrates other religions.
You're just saying that because you're not getting the Brat Studio disco playset for Christmas. Complete with real-life mixing desks. Your mum and dad think you get more fun out of an oboe.
Plus, Ishmael in year four is a Muslim and he loves Christmas.
Yeah, but you don't want to go mad. The school over the road have had nothing but nativity play rehearsals all week. Tuesday morning, I had my dinner money nicked by an angel and a camel.
Hey, River, who brought you a ball bearing gun? Let's have a pop at one of them bloated seals. They look like Mr. Parry in his feathers.
You bet I got my BB gun.
How on earth did you get a ball-bearing gun through airport security?
Dismantled it and hid the components, miss.
Now, you two, here we are landing in Lapland on the trip of a lifetime to see Santa in his grotto, and you're as naughty and silly as ever.
That's what we're like, miss.
Yeah, we are the demon spawn, the worst kids in history. Probably.
Where have goody-goodies gone?
Kids have all got hoodies on.
From the infants we're well on.
Strutting round the play school yard.
We will shock you, shock you, shock you. We will shock you, shock you, shock you. Look how quickly we've grown tough. No time for that baby stuff. Oi!
Almost from the time we are born, girls are dressed to star in porn. Sexy bras and skimpy nicks made to fit a girl of six.
It should shock you, shock you, shock you. It should shock you, shock you, shock you. Got no time to play with toys. Have to dress to please the boys. Oi!
As for Santa and his sleigh,
all that stuff has
had its day.
Play Xbox on Christmas Eve.
It's not cool
to believe. It would shock us, shock us, shock us. It would shock us, shock us, shock us. If we faced the simple truth.
Heard him landing on our roof.
Hello, children. Ho, 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 ho. Welcome to my little grotto.
Hello, Santa.
You're Santa. You got the Death Star Annihilation Total War playset.
No, only had one of those, and it seems to be in Iraq at the moment.
Oh, what you got then?
I got, well, teddies and bricks and toy boats.
Tyler, this place is dead. I never been in such a boring place. Oh, except for my Auntie Jeanette.
Yeah, you're right, River. Hey, beard freak, when does stuff start kicking off round here?
Kicking off? When I'm not quite sure what you mean. Christmas is always a three-day event, of course, for Terry.
The fun stuff, the laser shows, the stunt cars exploding as they deliver toys, the massive fight between armies of giant prehistoric monsters.
Yeah, you know, interesting stuff. My lean class in a white bikini.
We got reindeer.
Reindeer who would be far better off living in a more environmentally sustainable way.
Honestly, children, we went a free trip to the North Pole and all you do is complain.
Ah, face him, miss. This old guy in the furry red suit must be literally the most tired brand in the world. Who wants to know about Santa these days?
The children of the world want to know about Santa.
Of course they do. But it is a bit worrying that we haven't had so many letters this year.
And perhaps it was that postman from Barry who wouldn't deliver junk mail. Well, it could have been him mistaking the children's letters for rubbish.
No. We have our own special postman, a team of highly trained polar bears. Here's one now.
Hello, children.
Are you feeling low because the ice caps are melting, Mr. Polar Bear?
No, I'm feeling low because I'm fed up of being on telly programs about the ice caps melting. It's worse than being on Big Brother.
How's your post today, then, Polar Bear?
Only half a sack today, Mr. Christmas. Hardly worth getting off my ice floe.
Is that all? Is that all? I mean, nothing else?
Council tax demanding red and two chances to consolidate all your debts into low monthly payments.
But why, oh why, aren't your children interested in me anymore?
Too old-fashioned. Heard it all before.
Been it, done that, got the antlers.
You boys... You just stop this at once. Give Mr. Christmas some respect.
We're just trying to give him some advice.
Yeah, you need a makeover.
Oh, well, he's not going to get that up here at the North Pole, is he?
Maybe he needs Trini and Susanna.
Yeah, and some smart marketing men.
Nothing for it then. Polar Bear, get the sleigh ready. Let's go and meet Trini and Susanna.
Well, what kind of outlandish, not molded get-up do we have here, Susanna?
A rancid red dressing gown trimmed with manky old fur, Trini. Wouldn't look out of place on a hen night in Tenby.
I was just wondering, if you two ladies could help me, update my image a bit.
Oh, we've moved on from mere makeovers. We pep up people's personal lives now.
How's your sex life, Santa?
Oh. Well, rumpy pumpy, eh? Well, Mrs. Christmas and I have been married now for 700 years and... no complaints so far.
So you say. Personally, I'd recommend getting rid of that ghastly, ghastly beard.
But that's my trademark, it is.
And red does nothing for you.
And no fake fur. On any man, it is a risk, with the possible exception of Russell Brand. But on a more mature person like yourself...
But I want to look younger.
Try this pistachio green jacket. Very slimming.
Makes him look like a half-sucked sherbet lemon.
Who are all these people?
We are his focus group, and we think he needs some of them corporate image consultants.
Why not involve celebrities with your image?
On a high-profile TV show to select...
Select what?
A new reindeer.
Strictly Come Prancing?
Hey, reindeers are born, not made. That won't do.
Doctor Who has a companion. Why don't you go for one?
And roll out a contest to choose one. The Xmas Factor.
Oh.
Oh, what has become of the Santa of yore?
His popular rating has dropped
through the floor. The sack
and the reindeer are pulling his sleigh.
It may be the case that St. Nick's had his day. What a shame.
What a shame.
Santa's in need of a makeover quick. What a shame.
What a shame.
To make him all trendy and glossy and slick.
Oh, children have changed since our grandparents' day.
They're savvy
and smart like the games that they play.
They're after the new stuff they see on the screen.
Compared with which Santa's a tragic has-been.
What a shame.
What a shame.
Santa must change
or his brand will be dead.
What a shame.
What a shame.
On all of us kids will watch Teddy instead.
So what's this place then, Polar Bear? It looks like a grotto in a dull market department store.
It's a TV studio. Careful not to trip over anything.
What could I trip over here?
Cables, scantily clad assistants, the heaps of money to pay the presenters. Some of them get paid almost as much as that Roy Noble. You've probably seen his heaps of shining gold when you're flying low over Aberdare.
No, I seem to have missed that somehow.
Visible from space, they say.
But he's worth every penny. Perhaps you should try to be a bit more like him. He's very, very popular.
Yeah, my mum's a massive fan. Got the Roy Noble pinned-up calendar and everything.
Nah, it wouldn't catch on,
Am I in the right place for the Xmas Factor?
Speak. Isn't it something we ought to say?
Something like, what a privilege it is to spend some time with the Prime Minister.
I was thinking more along the lines of, you have the right to remain silent, but everything is safe.
That's enough, young fellow, my lad. This is where we're looking for a celebrity helper for Santa.
And you're the man himself. Father Christmas, you and I have a lot in common, you know. Universally loved, generous, popular with young people.
Desperately flogging an unpopular and outdated brand.
Far from it. In fact, I'm offering you the services of a couple of spin doctors. From the people who bring you new labour, let's see what they can spin for new Santa.
Where are these spin doctors, then?
Behind you!
Hi, we're image consultants. Just love all that postmodern ironic pando stuff. But other than that, well, what can we say?
Really anxious about this whole flying sleigh thing. How much congestion charge do you pay on that thing?
Have you converted it to run on biodiesel?
Does the flatulence of your reindeer produce vast amounts of methane?
Is red the right colour for your getup? Wouldn't green be nicer? More David Cameron-ish.
Hang on a minute, no.
And where do you stand on the great issues of the day? In the modern world, all celebrities have to have opinions on everything, from world hunger to seal culling.
Well, I tend to keep neutral, you know. People who sit on the fence get the best view.
And what is the name of your business?
I don't really know. Santa, I suppose.
Oh.
There are already 500 companies registered in that name.
Yeah.
You need something else.
Something warm, seasonal, and family-friendly.
Uncle December?
Not crazy about it, but it's in the ballpark.
Cousin Winter?
Sounds like a kind of person who might turn up uninvited at your wedding and be sick in the potted palms. How about, Father Christmas?
That's strong. Let's run it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
Send it on holiday and see if it comes back with a suntan.
Put it on a serving plate and see if it gets stuffed with sage and onion.
Oh,
they're bonkers, these two.
But I'm Father Christmas already.
Write it down, Belinda. Corporate split personality syndrome. Doesn't know what name he's trading under.
All I want is a slightly higher profile. That's all.
Trust us, Santa. We're professionals.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. Now, don't you feel better since you've been rebranded, Santa?
I'm all for anything which helps children rediscover the magic of Christmas.
A new PlayStation would do the old Christmas magic for me.
No, I mean put the real magic back into Christmas.
That's exactly what I'll do when I win this contest to become your assistant. I put the muck into democracy and the sock into socialism. And now I'll put the ust back into crustmus.
I wasn't thinking of having a political figure as my assistant, you know.
More a kind of Billy Piper with tinsel.
But I'm not going to be a politician much longer. More of an elder statesman thingy. Everyone loves an elder statesman. I could do children's parties.
I think we should wait, you know, and see all the other contestants first.
Here they come now. Let's get this show on the road.
Church, and who better than me to present this celebrity talent fair?
I think not, Ms. Church. You stick to four-letter words and falling out of taxis. Leave the great occasions of state to the professionals like me, Hugh Edwards, off of the news.
If you're such a professional, Hugh, why are you taking part in this TV contest to be Santa's new assistant?
Because I'm not stuffy. Hyper-intelligent, yes. Handsomer than a hansom cab, yes. But I am not a man to rest on my considerable collection of laurels. I'm a man of the people, and this Santa thing is a way of showing it.
Yeah, whatever. Let's bring in the bloke who's kicked this whole thing off.
About time we heard from old Fairy Suit.
Give it up large for Santa! Right then, Santa, remind folks why we're all here.
Right. I'm looking to recruit now a glamorous star as my assistant. They've got to be hardworking, lively, and not mind getting stuck on the A470. But most of all, what we need is someone the public love.
Oh, a bona fide celeb. Wicked. So let's hear it from the celebs then. What a lineup.
Here they come, the kings of bling.
Masters of the whole fame thing.
Victors in for major age.
Faces known from every page.
Here and closer now, hello. Their lies to the world to show. Here's the crazy paradox.
You know where we buy our socks.
Closer to you than your friends. We whose fame just never ends.
Some are born into the limelight.
Others seek it day and night.
Others yet do very well.
Prominent when on the cell.
Brains and talent play a part.
As does getting a good start.
But the game of fame itself throws so many on the shelf. You must be both slick and fly if you will keep your profile high.
That was mental. What a load of talent we've got here tonight. Now it's time for each of the celebrities to introduce themselves, tell us why they would make the perfect help of Santa, and why they should get their sticky fingers on the tinsel of fame. Who's first? Oh, you. Shift your backside.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Jamie, got an MBE for Burger Bashing Oliver. I reckon I'd make a well-packer helper for Santa, yeah? Because I'm great with kids, got a brutal sense of humour, and, of course, I can cook up well-good food for the festive season.
Yeah, right. Father Christmas, any questions for the nation's favourite mockney chef?
He's not my favourite. He's had his chips. And ours.
Two questions. First, how do you make gravy that isn't lumpy?
Well, me old semi-legendary figure of seasonal generosity, I would start by deglazing me roasting pan, yeah, with a drop of the old vino. Then I'd add a simple stock made of bones, seasonal veg and bouquet garni. Then I'd reduce it, yeah?
I was thinking more along the lines of not burning your pisto, you know, or drowning in the browning. But the other thing I wanted to ask was, have you had any experience in dealing with elves or gnomes?
You met Anthony Worrell Thompson?
Ah.
Ah. So, if you're cool with that, Santa, let's hear the next applicant.
I am Glyn Wise, and I speak a lot of Welsh. Siarad Cymraeg, de. I would be ideal for the job because I could teach children all over the world to have fun with wheel quack quack.
But children all over the world have their own cultures. They may not want to learn Welsh.
Not want to learn Welsh. Speaking Welsh is always the best choice for children wherever they live.
Even China.
Especially China.
You were off your head, you.
I'd be a great helper for you, Santa. And as for what you asked about gnomes, well, I've always got on fine there with Ian Wynne-Jones.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Glyn.
Glyn to win! Glyn to win!
Yeah. Who's next, then?
Mia, surely, the grand dame of divas, with a little fur at the neck of my long red dress. This is not just a dress. This is a hand-embellished, Hollywood-inspired, seasonally slinky M&S evening gown. I can bring a whole Santa business, that kind of glamour and star quality I've brought to a basic high street store. Let's get this party started on a Saturday night.
Oh, hey, what? Having you in my sleigh would certainly be a 3-day event, Dame Shirley.
But I do have a few simple requests. My manicurist does not allow me to use scissors or sellotape for wrapping parcels. I do not carry anything bigger than a Gucci evening bag. And I do not do elves of any description.
Thank you for making that very clear.
Just a few simple things. I'm just an old-fashioned girl.
Oh, do get on with it. Some of us have work of national importance to do. I, Hugh Edwards, off of the news, can also play the diva, and believe you me, it is not a pretty sight. You would not wish to be near me when I'm in a strop.
Yeah. But why, since you're so busy, Hugh, do you want to come and help me out?
I was, as you will no doubt have guessed, a highly intelligent child, acquiring knowledge like Colleen McCulloch acquires handbags. I lost my faith in Santa during an unfortunate incident at a sale of work in Kidwelly. The so-called Santa had a tattoo proclaiming his membership of the South Carmarthenshire chapter of Hell's Angels. If you chose me as your helper, I could believe again, Santa.
That's quite touching, that is.
I'm not jumping any queues. I'm merely sharing with you the small window in my time frame.
And it's been good to speak to you, Hugh. You made a good case. We'll see how you get on in the tasks, you know.
Tasks? I am Hugh Edwards off of the news. Moving amongst you so smoothly, I must be on casters.
Hey. That's my line, I was.
Me next, Anthony Blair, saviour of democracy, good guy, and, dare I say it, still devilishly handsome for my age. Hark as I trill a merry carol. We all like figgy pudding, so bring some out here.
Not sure that you're the man for the job, Mr. Blair.
Don't second-guess democracy, Santa man. We'll see who gets the job when the voting's over.
You finish now, Tone.
Yeah.
Finally, we have two couples who want to be considered jointly for the job.
It was Victoria what thought of it, because she's that clever, and she was thinking about the children in distant lands, like China and Marionif. They'd love to think that we was flying over them in your magic slaughter.
Slay, not slaughter.
Hey, don't give him no cheek, Santa. He's a football legend.
And I could give them style tips and lend them my straighteners and that. I'd like to teach the world to sing and straighten up their frizz.
Bridge.
Ah, thanks, my little musical Bobby Bean. She's great, isn't she?
Lovely, yeah, lovely. But we need to get on, you know, to the next couple. Oh, eh? Royalty.
You see, one and Mrs. Cornwall would be tip-top as Santa helpers, because one is frightfully good at meeting lots of different people.
And I'm fabulous with reindeer. We'd snuggle up behind you in the sleigh under a super fur rug and generally help out in a jolly sort of way.
Oh, gosh, Millie, you're a woman of hidden talents.
Well, you should know.
Could you actually spare the time, Your Highnesses?
Well, it might mean fewer trips to the holiday cottage down there at Mumbai. Thank you, Millie. But it would be marvellous for helping people accept Camilla and one. To be nasty to us would be like being nasty to all the children of the world. Even Simon Cowell couldn't be that nasty.
Don't you believe it, Charles. So, that's all the contestants then. So now...
Not much company! Not like Matt Willis!
Don't you think now it might be a great idea to have a sort of wild card in the pack? Someone quite... Well, normal. You know, a bit like Chantelle in Big Brother when she was pretending to be ordinary. And it turned out she was a normal person pretending to be a second-rate celebrity, pretending to be a normal person. Or was that the other way around then?
Not a bad idea at all. Why not get your polar bear to pick someone out at random?
For your information, polar bears do not do random. But I will select a representative if you like.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Just stay calm for a moment while a f***ing huge carnivore moves amongst you. Oh, look, there we are. The polar bear has found someone.
You'll do.
What, me? Oh, all right then.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Do you fancy having a go at being Santa's assistant? I mean, the pay's not bad. Nearly as much as the long-running mystery voice.
Feel good.
And you could probably sell, you know, the secrets of my less than fragrant socks to the News of the World.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I only just nipped in to be part of the studio audience.
Hey, she's not a normal person. She's my mum.
Yeah, whatever. You probably won't stand a chance, love, but it might be a bit of a laugh.
Well, okay, then, as long as there's no singing involved and no eating creepy crawlies, okay?
The only creepy crawly around here is a Simon Cowell.
Tyler, you get backstage this minute and don't get into trouble.
What, me? Mom, get into trouble backstage, as if I ever would.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back. Well, we've had a preview of the contestants. Now it's time to meet the judges. How are you, Louis? Got over that business with the McDonald brothers?
Oh, I'm a professional, Charlotte. It's a funny old game, rock and roll. And I guarantee that there will be people who lose on this show tonight, who will make the grade. And I'll take them right over to Dublin and get them into a studio right away. We'll have a hit album, I'm telling you.
What a combo that could be. Wicked. The combined singing talents of Victoria Beckham, Jamie Oliver and Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall.
We'll call them the Posh Naked Duchess. Couldn't fail.
Simon Cowell, what do you think of what you've seen of the competitors so far?
Utter rubbish, but I expect I'll back one of them for no particular reason and then employ any dirty tricks I can to get them through. I want to hear Hugh Edwards strutting his stuff. He's going to be more than big. He is going to be massive.
Yeah, he already is. Where's Sharon? Why have we got Anne Robinson?
Sharon asked me to take her place because she's indisposed. She was taking a long bath, which is always risky after so much plastic surgery. Seems she stayed in too long and started to unravel.
Are you looking forward to helping choose Santa's assistant, Anne?
I'm looking forward to a chance for a little undeserved sarcasm, yes. But as far as Christmas itself goes, only two words. Bah, humbug. Can't stand all that nicey-nicey goodwill business.
Anne, don't go yet. I mean, are these the people, you know, the right people to decide?
Don't worry, Santa baby. We'll all come down to a phone vote. The panel are just here to add an element of spice.
It's time we started hearing some singing.
Yeah, but what if there's an excellent assistant now who can't sing?
I didn't say good singing. Have you never watched this show? What we're looking for is skinny, weird girls and over-groomed lads to stock boy bands.
Sounds like a shoo-in for the Beckhams, then. First contestant, come up to the mic and give us something seasonal.
Coming from Wales, I, the mighty Hugh, will have to give you a rendition of one of our finest traditional carols. Ahem. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, harvested sustainably for sure. Tis the season to be jolly, but think before you drink and don't have more.
First reactions, Anne.
I like his figure, especially his bottom. Very trim. But singing, no way. He is the weakest link.
I disagree with you there, Anne. A nice bit of that Celtic wistfulness going on. He could be the new Daniel O'Donnell.
He's the most boring thing I've heard in a long time. The lyrics of his own song speak about being jolly, but he's about as jolly as an infected verruca.
Actually, I've had verrucas I've enjoyed more.
Oh, I can do jolly if you like. I can be a madcap prince of fun. Would you like to hear my version of Frosty the Snowman?
No, we wouldn't. And if necessary, we'll put a bag over your f***ing head. Who's next, Santa?
Well, next up is Dame Shirley of M&S.
Come, they told me. Pa-ra-ba-ba-bum. Pa-ra-ba-ba-ba-bum. Pa-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
I'm losing the will to live.
She's very good, in fact, but I can feel the fillings in my back teeth moving around in a disconcerting fashion.
Do you know, I'm very impressed, but maybe the sheer power of the voice could overbalance the sleigh. And besides, if the viewers at home, they're the ones who judge.
Santa, I like your style. You're my kind of guy. When this nonsense is over, one way or another, perhaps we might meet up. Somewhere by an azure sea, we could stroll about and drink the wine.
Sounds very nice. But I do have a lot of work commitments, you know. Usually, you know, give the sleigh a complete once-over after the big night.
And bear me in mind next time you're considering a duvet day.
That's enough. Outrageous flirting between contestants and judges may be the norm, like Sharon and that Chico bloke. But there are limits. Dame Shirley, away with you. Santa's gone as red as his suit.
And besides, we got the Beckhams ready to sing for us.
Would it be possible now, you know, to hear you singing separately?
Okay, me first. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. A white Christmas.
That was very nice. Now, your turn, David.
Oh, I'm not much of a singer, but I'll give it a go. All I want for Christmas is a wife with flesh. A wife with flesh. A wife with flesh.
Don't be so cheeky, David.
Do you know, at this rate, it'll be New Year before we've heard all the contestants.
Well, we've given Ant and Dec a call, and they'll get the voting sorted out. But in the meantime, we've got to give everyone a try at singing. Come on, guys, a big welcome for Glyn off Big Brother.
Glyn's vanished, actually. One minute he was there, rather, well, all over the place, in fact. The next minute he was gone. Totally disappeared.
Shame, because he was rather a sweetie in his own Welsh way.
So, in the meantime, shall one sing one's royal carol?
We chose Good King Wenceslas, because we like songs about good kings.
Yes, and if one's in jovial mode, one can sneeze every time one says... Wenceslas!
You are the most utter hoot, Walesy Palesy. But, let's do it straight this time. One, two.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
I love it, I love it.
Me too. Plus, being nice to them won't do any harm. I rather fancy being Dame Charlotte of England.
It stinks, but it might be popular.
I'm saying nothing till the votes are in. Everyone knows I like to back the favourites.
Well, any moment now, Ant and Dec will be here to talk us through the voting.
What about me?
Oh, surely. You don't want to sing, Prime Minister.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, but we're running out of time. And if you start singing, we'll run out of audience too.
Are you discriminating against me on the grounds of age?
Not for a moment, Tony. I take a guess that, you know, Dame Shirley may have tights about your age. It's just that you're not known as a singer, are you?
I'm dreaming of a nice Christmas. Now that John Prescott's on his way, there'll be no more big snags from brother to Jags.
That's hardly the spirit of the season, is it?
Well, we'll see what the voters on the phones think. Back after the break with Ant and Dec.
It's Declan here, together with my friend Anthony Kings of Reality TV. We're here to explain to you at home how the voting for this one is going to work.
Never mind who you like. Vote out. Vote out the ones you hate.
You can vote as many times as you like. All calls cost £7.59. Effectively, this is a significant tax on parents of young teenagers.
So get on the phones like wild things and choose who you like least.
You know what, Paul Appere? Even I'm getting excited about this.
Well, it beats sitting around in an ice field and hoping David Attenborough will happen by. But why didn't the woman from the audience have to sing?
I think they forgot about her. But she's on the voting list. Shh. I think the results are in now.
Ooh, high excitement here as the top most hated names come out. Up near the top is Anne Robinson, followed by Simon Cowell. And then, and this is a bit of a shocker, Ant and Dec.
We've only been on this programme 5 minutes, Bonnie lad, and we've been voted off.
But we're all presenters. The rules don't apply to us. What about the proper contestants? Who's facing problems amongst the competitors?
That'd be Tony Blair.
Well, I'm not surprised. He wasn't my first choice for assistant by a long way.
I'll tell him. I can be dead subtle me.
It's not going to be nice for him, is it, to be first out? I'm glad you're going to be kind to him.
Of course I will. Hey, Blair, you thing loser! Get out!
No! No way! Everyone loves me!
No, they don't, mate. Not according to these figures.
But I really thought this was the job for me. I've got to give up being Prime Minister soon, and I thought having the Santa helper job would be perfect for me. More than that, I felt I was being pulled towards the Christmas business, as if something in the magnetic field of the North Pole were dragging me there, like iron filings being attracted to a magnet.
I don't want to knock you when you're down, you know, but I really think that after leaving number 10, you should find some more suitable outlet for your talent.
Where's a stranger? That's what very strange you should say that in the riff, Father Christmas, because I was just about to have a little chat with a Prime Minister in the riff.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a parent governor in a medium-sized comprehensive. A skull-governed gland time for a change, in the riff. And knowing that you're basically washed up in the world of politics, I was just wondering, in the riff, have you ever considered teaching?
Teaching?
Well, it's just that in our wonderful school, the one thing we lack is a physics teacher. And hearing you speaking in that familiar and confident manner about poles and magnetism and iron filings, I wondered whether you would like to move, so to speak, from the Thames to the Tawee.
Look, as everyone knows, I had a superb education, public school and Oxford, so I know loads of stuff about, well, pretty well everything. Your school is in South West Wales, you say?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. A true paradise where the lucky inhabitants stroll from their whitewashed farmhouses down lanes of wild flowers to charming inns in the way, serving local cast-conditioned ales and the freshest coracle court siwin. Our air is fresh. Oh, our streets are clean, and the only persistent crimes are stealing other people's fence posts and fancying your cousin in the way. Oh, yes, yes, indeed. You could be happy with us, couldn't you, Mr. Blair?
Oh, that is a very attractive picture. No Gordon Brown, no backbenchers, no Adam Price.
Not quite. You know, he's our MP.
Oh. Oh, well, all the more fun. I could hassle him in his surgery every day. See how he likes it. No bother from the press.
I should warn you, the Gwilly Gazette. Oh, can be a bit niggly about not getting sports results in on time, anyway.
It's not exactly the same as having Paxman on your back, is it?
There is just one thing, and I have to ask, Mr. Blair, and you're not, by any chance, a Welsh speaker, are you?
Well, now, look, there's only a certain amount of time a person can spend in meetings with Rodri Morgan making snide remarks without picking up a few words. I certainly know that size tup isn't a nice thing to call anyone. I rather suspect Rodri once described me as a one-legged duck.
Well, I think it was more of a figure of speech than an actual description. Anyway, we can soon send you a few language tapes and bounce you up to a couple of gigs in the pavilion at Pontevedra Vendigaid. When can you start?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to say.
Ah, we generally find that means a term's notice, You could be well settled in by Royal Welsh Week, yes.
Do you know, I could. And the more I hear about the school, the more I like it.
We're implementing all kinds of educational plans, Well, we offer the Welsh back and the international back, to say nothing, of the I'll be back. Yes, with special topics on Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we're right there with the citizenship education schemes like conflict resolution. Mrs. Provost, conflict resolution. Oh, she's a taboo star. It was her idea to start the Truth and Justice Commission to investigate the systematic ill-treatment of dinner ladies.
Conflict resolution.
Oh, yes. We think it's a vital part of our children's education, to learn that fighting is no way to sort out problems, Yes. We don't believe in thumping first and thinking afterwards in our school. Oh, dear me, no.
Oh, you don't believe in blundering straight in, arm to the teeth, and then finding yourself in so deep that you can't get out?
No. That's the mentality of a semi-trained nightclub bouncer,
But that's been the British government's policy in Iraq.
Oh. Well, then, I'm sorry, Mr. Blair, but you'd be a shocking example to your eight, We know we have weapons caches, and as part of our ongoing confidence-building measures, we will be asking them to hand these weapons over, In this delicate climate, the last thing we need is a warmonger on our staff,
But what can I do? I was chucked off the Santa thing, now I can't be a physics teacher.
Not my problem, War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Yes. Well, got to go now. I have to get a giant dove for the top of the school Christmas tree. Goodbye.
Haven't you got a friend to advise you, Tony?
I've only the one friend, and he lives thousands of miles away.
I tell you what, I do feel a bit sorry for you. I'll get your friend here by magic.
What in tarnation? Marching missiles, what is going on? I thought the Pentagon got me covered, and right underneath their most secure security shields, this red-coated terrorist comes and kidnaps the president of God's own unificated states.
Hang on. Hold it. I'm not a terrorist. Your friend here wanted to see you.
George.
Yo, Blair.
what will become of us? In a few months, all the power and ambition which have driven our entire lives will be gone, leaving us as husks of men, living shadows.
You freak me out when you come on all Lord of the Rings, Tony. Well, I guess we'll kind of retire and play ourselves some golf. Well, I'm going to play me some golf anyhow.
But will that be enough to occupy these minds which have ruled the Western world?
Who are these guys doing the ruling? They kind of sound like my dad.
That's us, George.
Oh, right.
I suppose we'll just have to get used to being normal again.
For me, Tony, normal is what I'd kind of like to get to someday, rather than something I'd fall back onto. We once ruled the world
with our lips proudly curled.
Then we spoke on the hotline all day.
We made peace and war.
Show terror the door.
Or that's what the headlines did say. Now we're out to grass.
Their moment of glory is gone.
Our memory will pass.
Like a smear on a glass.
Our role in the future all done.
Now we're on the skids.
We'll have time for our kids.
Spend days just at home with our wives.
They didn't ask first, for us it's the West.
We'll be stuck for the rest of their lives.
Oh, we'll cut the grass. Trim up each hedge, tree, and bush.
Make our gardens first class.
And what Monty Don's bottom?
Building muscles so fine in my tush.
Yes, our day is done. With the special relations grown cold. More time left for fun.
No more tank, bomb, or gun.
Lucky us, we've survived to get old.
Well, I don't know. I'm still no nearer to finding my celebrity assistant.
But we still haven't heard anything from the person your polar bear picked out of the audience. So that's why we've come backstage to find her.
But she's come back here in search of one of the children who came down from the North Pole with us. But let's not interrupt them now. I think they're having a bit of a family moment.
I am not trying on this monkey shepherd's outfit. Why have you got it with you on a trip to see a TV show anyway?
Your Auntie Glenda made it. I was round hers picking it up when she heard there were spaces in the audience for this too. And you weren't supposed to be home for a couple of days.
The North Pole was boring and Santa was boring beyond.
You show a bit of respect, Tyler Davis.
Oh, well done, well done. Look at the way in which this simple, probably very poorly educated woman is trying to make things better by giving her son a framework within which to live.
Who are you? And what are you going on about?
I'm David Cameron, leader of the New Caring Conservatives, and I was doing an interview in another studio which shares this green room. It's so tough for single parents like you to give your children the kind of upbringing us normal people take for granted.
Hang on, I am not a single parent, but if I was, I would still be a normal person.
Then where is this little chap's father?
In a rat and radish in Rudgery, last time I heard. On a minibus. Works do.
How charming. Lovely to think that you disadvantaged people have some fun. We Conservatives are frightfully concerned about you. Sometimes we're so worried about how you're getting along that it puts us off our shots when we're on the grouse moors.
Yeah, well, I'm fine, thanks. I could do without paying VAT on Tyler's shoes because he's so tall for his age, but otherwise, we're okay.
Is that your son climbing up there? What is he doing?
Oh, my God! Oh, he's a terror for climbing, is Tyler. You get down here this minute, Tyler Davis, or I'll have your eyes. Be careful!
Ah!
I didn't mean come straight down, swinging on a cable like Tarzan.
But that's what I was doing up there, playing Pirates of the Caribbean.
And you crash-landed on a table with the drinks on. Oh, just look at this mess. And some of these celebrities don't work that well unless they got plenty to drink.
Sorry, ma'am.
Well, sorry isn't good enough. See over there, by the archway into the corridor? That's the temporary naughty step. Get on it.
Oh, well done, you. Now, this is where you poor people go wrong. I know you're tired because you face complex multiple problems, but you need to confront this bad behaviour with tough love before this son of yours ends up in a knife-wielding street gang. At a minimum, Asbos, youth justice, all sorts of horrid stuff.
Would it be rude if I said you was getting on my nerves?
Fire right ahead. Just because you're ignorant, ill-dressed and disadvantaged, it doesn't mean that I won't be gracious enough to listen to you.
Excuse me. We were wondering if you'd like to, you know, sing for us now as part of the show.
Oh, well, it's a bit tricky at the moment. My son over there, he's playing up a bit like an...
Angie, you put me on the naughty step! At Christmas! That's like the worst seasonal childcare option since Herod, that is!
But Tyler, your mum needs to sing. She could win a fantastic competition here.
Well, I'm not all that great, you know, on the singing side. Always do Bangles' Eternal Flame at karaoke, but that's about it, like.
Mum, if I take you a singing slot, can I get off the naughty step?
If you behaves, Tyler.
Oh, promise? One little error, I'm in trouble. That is what my mum have said.
All them glasses now is rubble.
If I move, I'm good as dead. I've been naughty, oh so naughty. Generally break Johnny Depp.
That was naughty, oh so naughty.
Spending Christmas on the naughty step.
You've been cheeky, you've been swearing.
Know where you've been doing time.
I've been scribbling, I've been tearing.
High time you learnt from this rhyme.
You've been naughty, oh so naughty.
Thought being naughty was cool and hef.
Now you ain't so mighty hearty.
Spending Christmas on a naughty step.
Right. Wonder what the judges make of that.
I don't think I could find studio time for him at the moment.
Absolute drivel. He was the weakest link. Ta-da!
You've got a future, but not like you are. Come back in 5 years' time looking like Slipknot and singing like the streets, right?
Wicked! Cheers, Mr. Bowell!
Steady down, Tyler.
That's our Santa helper. She's the one. Talk about multitasking. And dealing with daft politicians at the same time.
Yeah, but she's not a celebrity.
But she will be if we all start treating her like one. I thought that's what reality television was all about, making the everyday interesting by looking at it closely.
And I bet she'll be a lot more low maintenance than some of the other contestants.
Would you like to be my assistant?
Oh, Santa, of course I would.
You know what this is, didn't you? It's a solid goal. In Ace Happy Ending.
Now we're all here, celebs and plebs. Let's have a bit of Christmas cheer.
Oh, I'm all for Christmas cheer, me. Oh, come on, Santa, give me a cutch.
I will naturally join in your celebration, as I am well known for my good sportsmanship. But I want it minuted that I, Hugh Edwards, off of the news, would have made a much better helper for Santa.
Whatever.
Hey, Santa, I'm sorry I said you was old-fashioned and that. You, Santa, are solid. And from now on, I believe in big time, and you can jingle all the way as far as I'm concerned.
Good lad, good lad. Now then, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy our 3-day event. Now another year is ending.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Christmas greetings we are sending.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
'Twas the year in which Pot Noodles
claimed to come from deepest mine.
And of scandal there was oodles.
Forcing Prescott to resign.
as the wildest of the weather.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Seems to bring all sides together.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
It's a threat we all are facing.
Fulham tractors.
Polar bears.
David Cameron's embracing anything that shows he cares.
Gordon Brown will get promotion.
Fa la 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 la.
There's no cod left in the ocean.
Fa la 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 la.
Just one click, YouTube or eBay.
Instant culture reels us in. Press fast forward, don't touch replay. As we see the new year
taking part in the S-Files Christmas special were Cyril Jenkins, Matthew Gravel, Rian Morgan and Richard Elvin with their special guest Roy Noble. The music was by Julian Martin with technical presentation by Aled Wood. The S-Files Christmas special was written by Mavanoy Alexander and is a presentable production for BBC Radio Wales.